Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Are you calling to be tested for the COVID-19 virus, or are you calling to receive the vaccine?
I'm calling to receive the vaccine.
Yes, ma'am. Let me give you the number to the vaccine appointment line. They'll be able to help you. That number is 855.
I have that number. I have called and called and can never get anybody.
Yes, ma'am. It's busy because that's the only line that you can call to get registered.
Well,
They recommend it.
I know that's not right because I had a neighbor that called. We're in Alabama, Dothan, Alabama, and I had a neighbor that called the health department in Dothan, Alabama, and they gave them another number that sent them on through because they had called 40 something times to this number you just gave, which is 1-855-566-5333. And I have called that number several times this morning and can't get through, and she is at work, so I can't get the number from her. But I do know there is another number that you can call to get through to get this shot in our county. And she gives that number to that health department that's in my county, which is Geneva County, and it goes straight through to them. It won't be their number that's the health department for that county, but it'd be in its the extension that'll go through to them. Do y'all have those numbers?
No, ma'am, we do not. And matter of fact, all we do at this number is provide you with testing sites where you can get tested for COVID-19 in your city. The only number I have for you is that 855-566-5333 number. We don't have any other numbers at this number.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get with this health department and or if nothing else, when I get this number, I'm going to have it posted in my newspaper here that goes through to Alabama here, all the and that will go through to their county because I do know that there is a number that can go through to your health department besides the health department number because they're having so many calls, but it's like me, I am 71 years old. And we've already had four people that live on my road that has passed away with this COVID and got the pneumonia and went on ventilators. In fact, we had two funerals this week. And you know, I don't like to get out. I don't get out. I send my grandson to get my stuff to put at my door so I don't have to leave home. That's how bad it is in my area. And this number, you know, that they keep giving us, and it's in the newspapers, and it's on the news, you can't get through to it.
Yes, ma'am, they do recommend that you try to call that number once every hour because people are still getting through.
Yeah, I understand, and I understand. I appreciate you trying to help me. I'm just trying to get that shot, then they've lowered it down now to 65. You aware of that?
No, ma'am. All I do at
And
this
can't,
number is provide you with testing sites for COVID-19. I'm not aware of that.
okay. Well, I didn't know they passed that this morning, starting February the 8th. They said that you can get it 65 and up. But listen, I appreciate your help so much. I'll keep trying to call that number. And you
Yes, ma'am.
stay safe.
You too. Now you can always go on the website to get more information
I have
at
been on it. That's where, you know, I went to see if there was another number that I could call besides the one that we have here, and it's the same number that they give here on this website. So, but listen, I
Oh.
appreciate your help. I'll just call. I'll just wait till she gets in from work and get that number from her. I
Yes,
appreciate your
ma'am.
help.
Oh, you're
Thank you.
welcome. Thank you for calling the Corona, the Pub Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
You too.